This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand-new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Mike Mulberry on a Bruins Thursday, brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh by FindMassMoney.gov, by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow, and by Timeout Market. Timeout Market Boston showcases the best of Boston under one roof. Mike, it seems like the Bruins are not happy with the situation that Charlie McAvoy finds himself in and that they find himself in. Does that not bode well for Four Nations going forward?
What are you asking me for? You just had the hematology expert, orthopedic expert, Lyndon Byers on. He's got all the freaking answers. Are they calling him for consultation on this matter?
You had the same experience that I did at one point and did an actual show with Lyndon Byers. What was that show called? Was it called Meatheads or something? Do you remember that?
Whatever it was, it didn't last very long. But I'll tell you this. We went to arbitration with Lyndon one year, the Bruins.
Yes.
I was the one that presented the case. And to call it savagery is to underestimate its viciousness. I mean, he had no goals. He had no assists. He had no points. He had no ice time. He was out of shape. It was like, you know, just stand there, Lyndon. Let me shoot arrows at your body.
I believe that, if I remember correctly, he was not a fan of yours for a while after that.
That's too bad. That makes me want to cry.
But I think you guys mended fences.
Yeah, we're fine. Yeah. But Lyndon just didn't like to work regularly, as you know. You must have found that out at some point or another. It was not one of those things that came naturally to him. No. Having a party was really at the top of his list, and he was very good at it.
Yeah, he was excellent.
Not like a good party, though, let's be honest.
Yeah, that's
that's right.
Yeah. Now he parties with
you know, they show you guys talking about reality TV. If Lyndon in his prime, if you'd followed him around, would have made a great show.
Oh, 100%. 100%. So I don't know. You have been a Four Nations hater. I've been the opposite. I loved it, but this is the reason why I'm guessing you're not a fan of it.
Well, it's you know, I was certainly a fan of the game on Saturday night, and I have to take it back. I mean, without any practice sessions to go by, without any kind of, you know, chance to come together as a team. Maybe we could thank the Canadian fans for booing the anthem that brought them all together. But it was a show. It was a throwback kind of a game, and that was great to watch and fun to watch. And I'll freely admit it. And tonight's game, I don't think will have quite the same tone because if you're going to win this game, you're going to have to control your emotions. You're not going to be able to let it loose, and like they did in the game on Saturday night. You're going to have to make sure you don't take stupid penalties and wind up in the box and give Team Canada, which has an awesome group of offensively talented players, a chance to do some damage. And you're going to have to look at the goaltending to be extraordinary for Team USA if they're going to have a chance to win this thing. But I am looking forward to it. I take it back. It's been fun to watch it, and you know, I still think it has some problems, and certainly I don't know what's going on with Charlie. I mean, I'll talk to Lyndon later on today and see if he can give me the update. But I feel bad for him that he seemed to elevate his game, and all of a sudden he's hurt. And I was hoping that elevation would carry over to his play with the Bruins, but it looks like it's going to be a while before we get to see some of that.
Yeah, I brought that up early this week as a lead, that he was just seemed to be a different player in those games, and it's unfortunate that he doesn't get the chance to continue. But
he's playing for his father-in-law, right?
But he's also that kind of player in the playoffs, I think. I just feel like he's willing to ratchet it up and hit guys and do more in the playoffs than he is regular season.
Well, I think that applies to just about everybody on the planet. I mean, you can't play at that tempo for 82 games and then double it up with another 25 or so in the playoffs. You're going to run out of steam. You got to measure yourself at some point or another. But anyway, for him, it's really unfortunate because it was an elevated game that he was displaying, and I was hoping for more of it down the stretch so they could get the Bruins to a playoff position.
Mike, you know better than anybody else, and I one of the questions that I'm always asking, and I'd love to maybe hopefully get the answer, is whether they're Canadian players or foreign players, do they hold tournaments like this to a higher regard than winning a Stanley Cup?
I don't know that when they get here and play in the National Hockey League, they hold it to a different standard. But try to put it in a historical perspective. Before the Swedes and Finns came here, the World Championships that are held in April in Europe were the gold standard for them. So those international tournaments made a huge difference, and I think it's rooted in their culture, hockey culture. And so I think when they get the chance to play in these international tournaments and they ratchet it up a notch. But to say that once they get here and they're making $8-9 million a year, that this is more, that's more important than a Stanley Cup, I don't know. I don't know how to measure that, but I do know that when Finland and...
Ooh. Who's calling?
I don't know. It's potential spam.
What's it?
Yeah. I've been getting a lot of that spam stuff lately.
Every time. What is
that? Yeah, it's nothing you can do with spam.
You get a riot.
Where were we?
what is your ring song? What is that?
I don't know. That
sounds like the standard one right there.
Yeah, it's a standard ring song.
Yeah. I feel like that was the White House telling you to stop DMing Caroline Leavitt.
You know what? Speaking of the White House, what's this guy Trump doing now? I mean, it looks like Doge was pretty good. I like that idea. And now he calls Zelensky a dictator. And what's the matter with this guy?
I apologize. That's on me.
We're all getting $5,000. Let's just.
Aren't we getting $5,000?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
take it back.
Your Doge dividend is coming soon. You're going to get a check for $5,000. Goes a long way on the Cape in the winter.
Yeah. Well, speaking of hockey, where's this Lindholm guy coming? When's he coming back to play? Did he lose a leg somewhere along the line?
No setback.
He's been out for quite some time.
And we don't know what it is. Well, maybe
I
we should call Lyndon again
leg.
On that one.
Didn't they say broken leg?
Broken bone in his leg. Yeah. They haven't specified.
Oh, what
exactly.
does that take? 2 years to recover from?
Can we just go back to the McAvoy injury, though? Because we've been going back and forth arguing on whether or not the blame should be on the training staff for the Four Nations. And an interesting point about it is it's apparently the Wild's medical training staff that is working for Team USA. And the Bruins didn't agree with the Wild's training staff when they got Pat Maroon a year or so ago. So it seems like they've had a problem with the way in which the Wild handle things. And now that they're the training staff for Team USA, I just wonder if there's any connection there. And if the staff infection, whatever infection Charlie McAvoy has, is because he was mistreated when it comes to the injury.
I don't have an... I'm going to do the Sergeant Schultz thing on this. I know nothing. I can't make an assessment of this it's unfortunate, whatever it is, and it sounds like there may have been some issue with the treatment, but it just, it's unfair to me to point fingers at people when I don't have the inside scoop. And now, in this day and age, you don't get any information. You get a very loose description of what his problem is and not the root cause of it. And I can't, for the life of me, I can't find a way to point a finger at anyone at this particular point. It's just, it's unfortunate.
All right. Well, if McAvoy is out for significant time, does that seal the deal on this team being in the sell position?
I would have to say that to make a huge dent in their chances to make the playoffs. I mean, without Lindholm, without McAvoy, it becomes a very average defensive core. It's not horrible, but it's not, you know, who's going to play the point on the power play? I mean, what are you going to do with a lot of different situations? I mean, you're down to somebody like Lauri as being your top defenseman, and it's a little bit scary to me. And what's also scary to me is that you guys were actually talking about climbing the greasy pole in Gloucester when you go there in June.
Well,
you guys really want to do that?
Shime is going to do it. We're going to we are going to dangle a rare Pokemon card at the end.
Are we going to do that during the show or Thursday or Friday?
I want it during the show, but we have to arrange. Do you know any?
I've been in contact with the guy that runs it. Was overseas on a trip for a while, but he just got back a day or two ago. But I needed some more information from you guys as to when you wanted to be embarrassed.
I think, Shime, you want to do it during the show, right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
What happened to Wiggy? I thought Wiggy was going to do it.
No, Shime's going to be the guy. You know, I saw a few videos and some of those ribs and the way they were landing.
Oh, speaking of food, Greasy Pole is an alternate name for the reality show where you and LB eat food nude.
Yes.
Oh. Gross.
But yeah, I think Shime really wants to do it, and it's not for radio. Like, you really legit want to do it.
Yeah, right? It looks like a blast. I would love to do that. Yeah.
So I would say, Mike, if you can make that happen.
Yeah, I'm going to try to make it happen. You'll probably have to, you know, sign a waiver of some sort so that if he gets...
I'll sign any waiver you want.
You got it.
All right.
I'll see if I can make it happen. But
all right. Who do you like tonight?
I'm looking forward to that.
Who do you like tonight?
I always go with a team with the better talent, and unfortunately, in my opinion, that's Canada. But I mean, emotions go a long way in this kind of a situation, but there's so many people that can put the puck in the back of the net, but Hellebuck has been a terrific goaltender for years now, and he's going to be the answer, I think. If they're going to win, he's going to stop 35 shots and be first star.
Yeah.
Do they boo the Canadian anthem?
Turnabout is fair play, I guess. I would suspect that they will, but should they? That's another question. I mean, we're supposed to be bigger than that, but
yeah.
I think we'll probably hear a good fair numbers of boos in the stands. Don't you think so, Greg?
I don't know, because sometimes I'm surprised. Like, I feel like that
we're Americans, Greg. We're petty. We're booing.
No, I don't think we will. I don't think they will.
There'll be some boo birds.
I hope they don't. I hope they don't.
You don't want it.
No. I think it shows that we're bigger.
Sean McDonough, who's calling the game, was on this radio station yesterday saying he hopes they don't as well.
All right. Well.
Yeah. All right, Mike Milbury, great to talk to you. We will talk to you again next week.
You got it.
All right, there he is, the great Mike Milbury. Here is Courtney with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Lee County Visitors and Convention Bureau. Tonight, it's the Four Nations final at the TD Garden. Puck drop is at 8 between U.S. and Canada. The Tkachuk brothers seem good to go, while Quinn Hughes, who was going to fill in for Charlie McAvoy, is no longer doing so. He had to back out because of an oblique injury. We'll have that game on right here on WEEI with Andrew Razor Raycroft on the call.
Electric tonight.
Any update on tickets for you?
I was offered a ticket yesterday. I had a meeting with great partners of ours yesterday, and mid-meeting they said, would you like to go to the game?
So you're going?
I think I will go.
That's pretty cool.
I can't pass it up.
Very
a little
cool.
Late for my taste. You know?
It's all right, though.
Nosebleeds?
I like to be in bed. Yeah. Probably, I think it was up in the 300s.
Yeah.
So I don't care. As long as I'm in the barn, as we say in hockey circles, Curtis.
But that's what makes it, like, the cool thing about it is, like, you get to see all that talent, like, be on the same line and, you know, in, like, power play, you know, like, it's always cool for me to, like, see, you know, you got Connor McDavid and Sidney Crosby on the power play together.
Shime, first goal wager this evening, how would you go?
I would probably pick someone from Team Canada again, just like in the first matchup. Mm. So, I mean, it's hard not to pick. Actually, you know what? I'll go with Nathan MacKinnon.
Okay.
All right.
I like it.
Celtics back in action tonight as well. They're on the road to take on the Sixers at 7 p.m. Xavier Tillman is the only one who's listed on the injury report. And Red Sox fans, it's time for spring training in Fort Myers. Cheer on your favorite team at JetBlue Park, then explore the area between games. Turning your love for baseball into a relaxing vacation just feels right. Start planning at visitfortmyers.com.
We will be there starting Tuesday at Fenway South. Curtis, any idea when it comes to guest lineup at this point?
Yeah, well, I got a guest right here right now. James came in to say hello, so he's here. Say hello, James.
We are
in Florida here, and James is about to take the... we have everybody that you want to hear from coming on the show. So, James, you want to give the weather?
Oh, yeah. He does.
9 degrees.
What is 9 degrees?
9 degrees. That's the weather.
That's cold, James.
Wow, he nailed it, though.
Yeah, he did.
All right.
I can't really hear him.
All right, there it is.
That's so cute.
9 degrees. It's cold.
Yes. I don't know, Shime. Are you aware of who we have lined up guest wise next week? As a proper tease?
I don't. I think it's a whole cast of characters, like Alex Cora. I believe Breslow will join the show as well. Maybe even Bregman.
Okay. All right. We'll try to lock that down, and we'll be right back.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Greg Jennings yesterday with an annoying shot at Jason Tatum. That whole discussion yesterday was driving me nuts. I think it started because Ant-Man said he doesn't want to be the face of the league. Okay.
Right.
I mean, you don't want to be the face of the league. What, too much pressure? Yeah. Too much. You don't want any additional responsibilities. Too much on the plate. Fine. And then it pivoted to how Jason Tatum cannot be the face of the league
because
his game is not, unique enough or whatever.
I don't think Tatum would want to be either. Like, his personality, I don't think, would fit that role. I think if you need a face of the league, Wiggy and I were just talking, I guess it would have to be an American, some people believe.
Well, Stephen A. Smith said he wanted to see American.
Because I think it's a Giannis-type player who is just that type of engaging, that it needs to be the face of the league.
I don't really like the face of the league. I usually kind of like look at it as like who really the best players are in the league. And
it's hard to find in the NBA because it needs to be somebody who plays back-to-back nights, plays more than once in a month. So
right.
It's very
difficult. Tatum plays back-to-back all the time.
It's very difficult. Right. Very difficult to find in the NBA.
And I don't know what people want. Like, people say, outgoing, family guy, nice person, but Kobe really wasn't like that. And he was the face of the league for a while. So I don't, maybe that's like a Shaq thing, like, Shaq.
I guess, because Tatum's a family guy, I think Tatum, like, is very respectful with the media and stuff. I don't think Tatum wants to get into the weeds with a lot of things. I think he wants to play basketball and show his talents, and that's really it. And that's great. That's great for us.
But does it have to be only and this is only my opinion, but does it have to be an obnoxious douche like LeBron, or can it be somebody who's like, to me, Jason Tatum is a great dad.
Right.
He's, he, leads by example. Mm-hmm. He's never in trouble for anything. Like, to me, he's the perfect face for the NBA.
Right. But I think they love all sports, like anything. I think the drama is what sells, right? Yeah. And when you start to think, like, kids, when we were growing up, it was the commercials. I want to be like Mike, right? Michael Jordan was the best player in the NBA, and you wanted to be like that. Before that, it was Bird and Magic, So maybe it was just, when Jordan, you seemed like a cool guy growing up, but you didn't really think about him as, like, was he a family guy? You're 16 years old, you like the shoes. So I don't really like, I like Tatum, and I look at the face of the league should be guys that are your best players in the league.
Yeah.
You need someone that's polarizing. Like, I feel like the NFL has been successful recently because Mahomes has been peerless, but the team with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, there's been people that love them and love to hate them. What the Patriots and the Colts had with Manning and Brady, you either need a Jordan, which is a one-in-a-lifetime guy who is going to come in and dominate, and everybody's going to either root for him or root against him, and that's what the NFL has with Mahomes and the Chiefs right now, which is they were the team that everybody loved to hate. Or you need two non-Jordan-like guys like Magic and Bird who are going to be going at it where half the country likes one and half the other likes the other. What the NBA has struggled with, from my perspective, is that the free agency and the power of the player, which is great, has precluded fan bases from having relationships with teams. They have relationships with players, which doesn't make you watch your team win every night. You just want to see the guy that you like play well.
There's no drama.
In your mind, you said that, but in your mind, which was LeBron? So
drama.
He wasn't the face of the league because of his ability.
No, he had ability. Don't get it twisted.
See, I think that's and again, Curtis is right. Like, you love to hate somebody like LeBron James,
right? But that's the drama.
When he's not
of it.
Playing for you,
right? But that's still.
But also, I think he was also the face of the league because of his skill.
Yeah, but I think the drama needs to be in there as well.
Right.
But then you look at, like, I would consider Steph Curry as one of the faces of the league. There's really no drama surrounding him.
Right, but he wouldn't be like
carry the lead.
Yeah, you'd have LeBron. You'd have LeBron before that, or you'd even have Kevin Durant
when Steph Curry was winning a championship, it felt like every year.
He won one, and then Kevin Durant got there, and then there was the drama with Durant. Like Curtis brought up Magic and Bird, right? There was drama there.
Yeah,
there was drama in the flashy black athlete Magic Johnson with this, cornbread country skilled white guy who talks trash. And it was like the drama of Boston versus LA, just the way the two players were and their personalities. One was the blue collar, let's have a beer, where the other one was back in the limousines popping champagne.
Also,
there's no more drama in the NBA.
Also, Greg Jennings missed the pause in that discussion.
He has a tremendous package.
God. But even
pause.
When you, Greg, even when you looked at guys back when we watched basketball, it was the drama of the Detroit Pistons with Isaiah Thomas.
Well, so but it was like Bill Laimbeer.
But you still got to be good. Yeah, you still got to be good. But there's no. Where is the drama in the NBA right now?
There isn't. And Wiggy, I would also add that LeBron has been great because at the beginning, we knew LeBron like Tiger almost. He was on the cover of Sports Illustrated before he was 18. He was the next great player before he even went to the NBA. And at the beginning with the Cavs, he was a guy America rooted for because he was trying to take this woebegotten franchise. They get to the NBA Finals. They lose to the Spurs. And then when he went to Miami, that was his most hated moment, right? He joins up with the decision with Jim Gray, Bosch, not one, not two.
Right.
And that was so great for the league because you had the entire country rooting for the Mavericks against the Miami Heat. And then he went back to Cleveland and won against Golden State and was a guy that everybody was rooting for again. That's all good.
E from Brockton in the Twitch chat is correct with this comment. Whatever youngin taught Greg, pause needs to be stopped. Was it Wiggy?
Yeah, I might have taught you pause.
But no, I thought it was Ken.
Some people say it, Cameron and Mace, they're big on it. I think it's more of a New York thing than anything, but you got to say it nowadays, pause, because they'll look at you funny. But the thing with LeBron, and he is a great basketball player, but whether you agree or disagree with what he says, he'll say things that will either rile people up because they don't agree with it, or he'll say things that people might like.
Well, Jason Tatum is just not going to do that.
Right.
Jaylen Brown does that more than Jason Tatum
does. But I'm not even talking about a politic thing where LeBron will go on his show, The Shop, and go, oh, yeah, this is the moment I knew I was the greatest of all time.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have to be anything politic related. It could just be his confidence in his own self.
This is Jason from Ohio. Hey, Jason.
Hey, Greg. I love listening to your show every day over here in the Buckeye State. I really think the new face of the league is going to be Cooper Flagg when he comes in. Mm. This is a high-profile kid that plays at Duke, from Maine, white kid. I mean, the potential. I think he will be the next face of the league. So, hey, have a great day, guys.
Yeah,
he's a talented player. He said he might go back to Duke, but
I don't think he's going to.
No, I don't either. But it's going to be hard unless he comes out. He's just like an absolute trash talker and dominates. Like, that's what made Bird great. Bird was a great face of the league and player because he was – you got to think about it. He was the ultimate trash talker because people were probably like, oh, he can't jump, he can't do this, he can't do that, and he's white, and he's playing a sport that's dominated by brothers. And then he gets out there, and he's like, okay, put your best brother across from me, and I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do to him. So unless Cooper Flagg has that, where he can kind of rally some of that, but it's going to be very difficult because it's just hard for these young guys because he's going to go to a crappy team.
Yeah.
And he'll, maybe he can turn it around, but.
But also, it's a weird thing to say you don't want to be the face of the league.
Well, maybe Courtney's right.
But truly, politics aside, yeah. I don't think Jason Tatum likes to put himself in the middle of any controversy, even when it was the Olympics. The media tried to get him riled up over and over again. They tried to get him to say something, and he just wouldn't.
But I think he's talking about Ant-Man.
I'm more talking about Ant-Man.
Yeah, but Ant-Man said, that's not my personality either. He doesn't think his personality is in a line with what the face of the league should be, so.
Well, if you watch the starting five with Ant-Man,
Zion could be the chins of the league.
Yeah, Zion. Listen, that,
not nice.
Talk about the most overhyped basketball player ever, Zion Williamson. I said it 5 years
You're right.
ago.
Shyam hates Zion. He hates those kinds of players.
The thing with Ant-Man, he's just so like, he's so, I'm going to wear sweatpants and Crocs to the facilities. Like, I don't care. I'm going to say what I'm going to say. And so I think he's like, I don't want it because I'm not going to change who I am for you. You know, and I think that's part of maybe Ant-Man's type of his personality where
his
he's not
approach.
Yeah, people are gonna be like, damn, put you know, dress up. He's like, no, I'm gonna wear my Crocs and sweatpants and this is who I am. But I think it's without drama in today's NBA, it's hard for guys to
Well the All-Star game ratings sucked.
Oh yeah.
I mean they're not great normally, but they're the worst ever.
They're half of baseball's All-Star games, which are a punchline.
Right?
Yeah. Think of the build up right, for the Curtis? NBA All-Star. Yeah, half. No. They did 4 million. Baseball did about just under 8 million. And the NBA All-Star game had so much talk around it. I know it wasn't positive, but any buzz is good buzz. And there was all this talk about the weekend, what's it going to look like, how are they going to do it this year. And I just, more people watched the USA Canada Four Nations when nobody knew what that was going to be.
Right.
Than the NBA All-Star game.
Yeah, that did 10 million, right?
No. Just over 4.4. It peaked at 5.2 million.
Oh, I thought that game did way more than that.
Maybe in Canada, but in the United States.
I don't know. But even with the All-Star game, right? Charles Barkley talks about it. No superstars getting the dunk contest no more. They teased it a little bit like Giannis teased it and a couple other guys, but that. Mac McClung, he's played like 5 minutes in the NBA in like the last 5 years. And
it's
he's
their one time to shine. That's what it's become.
And it's like, and that's your slam dunk contest winner 3 years in a row. It's like guys don't want to do it. Other than Jaylen Brown doing it last year, when's the last time you've seen an actual all-star compete in one? And that's kind of what takes away from the NBA. I don't think guys want
to. I was trying to think if Giannis. But Giannis he stood there while Pat Connaughton dunked over him.
Yeah, he never really did. He never done one.
Well, I'm saying he was there as Pat dunked over
him. And a lot of it, I know a lot of people blame LeBron because everybody wanted to see LeBron go up against. I think Kobe did it 1 year, but LeBron never did it because, you know.
But would you, if you were at your prime and you're worried about your health?
I don't think it's health-wise. I think it's I think they're afraid to get embarrassed.
Really?
Yes.
No, I think it's they don't want to get hurt. Like, that's the embarrassing part.
Yeah, but
especially if you're on a team like the Celtics. And
You think they think about getting hurt?
Has anybody gotten hurt during the dunk contest?
Yeah, you think
I think that a lot of them consider it.
No, I think
Spud Webb.
I think they're embarrassed. That if they go out there and they're bad, there's going to be a million memes made of them. And you think they want these memes or, like, people laughing at them because they were so bad at it? Yeah, I think it's more their egos than that. That's why they don't do it.
Sorry, I was looking at the combined number, Curtis, with, you include, I guess they include Canada. So if you include Sportsnet, City, mm-hmm. TVA Sports, and ABC, the U.S. showdown with Canada on Saturday did an astonishing 10.1 million viewers. But that's
Part
U.S. and Canada.
Yeah.
But nobody in Canada is watching the NBA.
And what did it do here in the U.S.?
Curtis said 4 point.
And what did the All-Star game do?
I think 4.2. Yeah. I don't know. I'll have to go back. It was in the fours.
That's all I mean.
All right. Well, anyway, we need a new face when it comes to the NBA, and it's apparently not going to be Jason Tatum.
Yeah, I don't know who it's going to be then.
All right. Do we have Hill Notes to get to when we return? All right, we'll get to those next. Courtney, name that artist.
Bruce Springsteen.
Nope. We've discussed it. Although, I don't think you were here the other day. That is the official theme song of my Four Nations USA team. Good luck tonight to the fellas. Mike Milbury picked against them.
Yep.
The great Lyndon Byers picked against them on the show this morning. So, why not us?
Wait, so who's the artist?
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's Lynyrd Skynyrd. Name for their gym teacher.
Gym teacher.
His name was Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Yeah.
And so, yes. All right.
Guys, I know it wasn't Bruce Springsteen. Come on. I just threw out a name.
Are they all over you in the Twitch chat? Are you going to miss Twitch chat when you're off tomorrow?
I am. I love the Twitch chat.
Curtis and Courtney both off tomorrow. So it is show tomorrow is Coach and the Nerd with Greg Hill. That is the title. It's usually Wiggy and the Woman. Then it was Wiggy and the Other Woman.
Well, the Other Woman, I think, is coming in tomorrow.
Is the Other Woman coming in tomorrow?
I believe she's coming in tomorrow.
So it'll be Coach, Nerd, Other Woman, and with Greg Hill.
Yep.
Tomorrow. All right. Hill Notes, before we go, brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric.
It is electric. Shime, go ahead.
Greg, don't be making fun of Shime or Wiggy anymore, man. You are officially the biggest guy on the show, man. You look real sloppy, brother. The beard is... I mean, you look sloppy, bro. Like, call Trainer Dan and hit overdrive on that thing, man, because I saw some old photos on Twitch of you, and I'm looking at you now. I'm like, damn, bro. Like, I mean, love does that. You get real comfortable, but, man, you really got to take care of yourself.
That is not nice and not true. Listen,
have you put on a few pounds?
I mean, I always put pounds on. Mm-hmm. I mean, it depends on how it goes.
I put pounds on the rack when I squat.
It's 50. I mean, I'm 58.
Oh, you are in love, though.
It gets harder and harder. I don't think it's love.
Cuffing season.
You're doing fine. But
Courtney, thank you.
But
I appreciate this.
Talking about beards, I did notice today, Curtis has a little bit of salt and pepper beard going, like a little rough, if you will, Curtis.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, when I'm in Florida, I don't like to shave. So I'm old, so I have gray beard with dark beard, so a little stubble.
So it's more like a shadow.
But it's shocking because the hair doesn't grow in the head, just on
it grows in the beard.
Wow.
Oh, yes. Yep, everywhere you don't want it to be, Courtney.
It's just how it works for bald people.
Greg, Coco right again. Devers doesn't want to accept his new role, but you know who did? JB. It's Jaylen Brown's world, and we're living in it.
Mm.
True.
That's a good point. Hello, Rich.
Hello, good morning.
Jaylen Brown accepted a new role this season, and he told you about it.
He's done a good job with it.
But not the same when it comes to Raffy.
Congratulations to Bonnie Blue. What are you going to do for the reveal party?
Good point. Probably live stream that.
Did you happen to catch that this morning?
Caught it. Yeah.
So did she, apparently.
Yeah, I guess so.
What are the chances?
Right.
I mean, what are the
probably
chances?
Decent.
I mean,
I would think she'd be like breath controlled up.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know medically, like, would it be more likely to be the first or the...
No, not a doctor, Greg. I couldn't begin to speculate.
Or the thousandth guy.
Right. I just think about the kid.
Yeah, the poor kid.
Getting on the bus. Right. Being like, don't Google my mom. Yeah. Don't promise me you guys won't search my mom's name once.
Oh, they're gonna ride him
back. It's gonna be tough.
It's like the day when you bring in your dad, like career day, and there's a thousand guys in the classroom.
Oh yeah.
One of these gentlemen here is my
father. Don't know his daddy. He don't know his dad.
It's a real problem. Poor Bonnie Blue.
Unless the genes mix and he becomes like a superhero.
He could. That's his origin story.
I don't know.
Yep.
I don't know.
Strength of 1,000 men.
Bonnie Blue can just tell a kid that she met dad on a train ride, so to speak.
Oh, dear.
That's a good one.
Too soon. Yeah. That's great. I love it.
Hey, Hillman, working out Bonnie Blue's pregnancy is going to be like working out which big bean made me fart.
God.
I mean, it is going to be difficult, but not insurmountable.
No.
Well, Maury certainly is not insurmountable, Greg.
Maury will get to the bottom of it before anybody.
Yeah.
So if she's smart, she'll go right on Maury Povich.
I mean, I'm not sure. I don't know that the intricate details of how the whole thing worked, but wasn't every guy only allotted a certain time limit?
Correct. And they had to wear protection.
Okay.
But it only takes one time.
Yeah.
And the pre-you-know-what can still get you pregnant.
Really?
Oh, God.
Thank you.
It can.
I know. I took a health class once.
Sounds like that was advice. It was
Rich
given
has two kids.
It was in my health class.
Oh, you got that from health class?
Yeah.
I'm willing to bet you the guys that signed.
Coach.
Coach Phillips?
Was our health teacher.
Wow. He's like, if you take one lesson out of this.
Right.
He was. I think he listens to the show. He was a football coach. Yeah.
Shout out, Coach.
And he was our health teacher.
That pre-stuff.
Yeah.
Be careful.
That stuff. Dangerous.
It's dangerous.
There's real bullets in there.
9 months later, you'll somebody's paw.
Greg, from one distinguished leader to another, I know you can't ask this question because he will be a baby to deal with. But Curtis, you're already in Florida. Why can't you work Friday? Do you get it? You have the greatest job in the world, and you take advantage all the time of the opportunities you have. Come on, numbnuts. Do your job.
There are a few things more pathetic than a principal being in the Twitch chat begging Ken to come into the show tomorrow, which is why he hates me, because he's deeply jealous. Tomorrow, I am, Greg, going to SpaceX. I will be taking a tour
at
Cape Canaveral. Yes.
Oh, excellent.
Please
my old neighbor, Megan in Boston, moved to Denver, and her boyfriend works on the rockets of SpaceX. So James and I are we're all heading up to Cape Canaveral.
Oh, he must be psyched about that.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. So heading up there tomorrow, I'll give you a full report next week.
Maybe you'll get lucky like Reed Richards. Turn into one of the Fantastic Four.
Possible. Yeah. Angry Principal Dave integrating music into his Hill Notes, which I'm a fan of. But he needs to get the volume level up there a little bit on the Little River Band.
He's trying to figure it out. It's like when we used to have the voicemail, we had to go right up to the television to get the perfect song so we could leave our voice message.
He did that from the like from the 8-track or is like, he a Spotify guy? Or like what do you think?
It sounded like he probably did it from his iPod.
Maybe use the announcement microphone at the high school to do that? All right, is that it?
That'll do it today, Greg.
All right, great job. Rich, what do we got going on today?
Oh, we got Four Nations tonight.
I know.
USA, Canada, very excited about that.
Well, you got your USA. USA. You got all USA gear.
Hell yeah, USA. So, yeah.
I think they can win this game.
I think they can.
Yeah.
Definitely. And then it's been busy down at Fort Myers thus far. Rob Bradford will join us at 11:30 with the latest on the Red Sox.
Excellent. Yeah. Okay. All right. Jones and Keith next. Back tomorrow with a skeleton crew. Just me, Wiggy, and Shime, and Mego. Guys, have a great Courtney. Great flight to Florida.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Safe travels.
We'll talk. You're doing the show from Florida Monday.
The Monday after.
Oh, not this Monday?
Yeah.
Well, so you're not working this Monday either?
I don't know. I'm confused about it. I need to talk to Ken after.
Oh, what's the confusion?
Like, because at first they were told, I was told that I was not getting a Comrex. Now it seems like I can get a Comrex.
Curtis, are you working Monday? I don't know.
I am. I'll be in Boston in Brighton.
Okay,
Curtis. I hate people that work remotely. They suck.
At least you're working, Curtis.
Yes, Curtis.
Yeah, that's true.
Curtis will be cool. Curtis will be back Monday, and we'll figure you out.
I think I'll be there the Monday after.
I think I might take a sick day tomorrow.
Good. You deserve it. You've got time.
I mean, if you need it, you can.
When do I have to put the text message out? I got to make the call.
Well, if it's food poisoning, it comes at 1 a.m. That's generally when.
But if it's a sex day, I got to let them know today.
You need to. If you're planning a sex day for tomorrow, you would need to inform them today. There's a form for that, I think. Yes. All right. Jones and Keith next. Thank you for listening.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.